This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that 150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it. FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
Suicide is something that affects all of us. And we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available. And raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
What's up, everybody? I'm hosting a new podcast, No Mercy, with Stephen A. Smith. That's No, spelled K-N-O-W, Mercy. Listen as I pull back the curtain on all things beyond the world of sports. My No Mercy podcast will be 3 new episodes every week, making this podcast a great one to add to your weekly routine. On No Mercy, I'll be interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. I'll be sharing my thoughts on social issues, politics, and beyond. The goal is to keep an open dialogue, of course. I want to spark your curiosity and give you answers from a different perspective. You know me. I'll give you my unbiased opinion on breaking news and entertainment stories that'll leave you motivated and informed. Don't worry. I'll always offer my comments about what's going on in the sports world, too. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. A presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
All right, you love Jacksonville. The world loves Philly. Were you impressed by either team today?
I actually was. I think I was more impressed by Philly just because you get down 2 scores. It's a bad weather game. So in essence, there's a, I think naturally you wonder if that's going to limit some of the things you can do in a game. I also think that it's the fans there are excited, but I also think the situation with Peterson coming back kind of complicated things, where Eagles fans are giving the opposing coach a standing ovation before the game. So I give Philadelphia credit for staying with the game and keeping their head screwed on straight. And really, after the first quarter, dominating the game and winning in more convincing fashion than probably the final score even indicated, Danny.
Okay, so you and I are pretty aligned on this. Definitely not impressed with Jacksonville. Like, the world wants to make them something that they're not. They were super aggressive this offseason. They have a future star at quarterback. They have a competent coach. And compared to most dysfunctional team in the league, they look relevant and competent. And they're in a really bad division. And they might win that division. And they might even win 10 games. But they're still a very flawed team. And they just kept making unbelievably boneheaded mistakes and shooting themselves in the foot and dropping the ball and having no awareness of where the pass rush was coming from.
Like, yeah,
this is a flawed, young, not a lot of experience playing together, not on the same page at times, football team. Like, they're exciting. I would like to, like, if I was a Jaguars fan, I would have hope. You know what I mean? Like, they're a cool watch, but they're not good yet. People want to make them good. Philly is very clearly good because they keep showing that they can win in different ways. Like, they can win with Jalen Hurts having an amazing game, or they can win with him having a really off passing game today. They can win by holding Minnesota to 7 points, or they can win shootouts. They can win games where they come from behind. Like, Jalen Hurts wasn't good throwing the ball today. They just ran it all over the place. You know, like, Philly is proving to be a very diversified, resilient team. So I was impressed with Philly a lot of because of the factors that you said that I don't need to rehash. But if you look at all of their wins, they're not all the same. And that to me is the sign of a good team, where it's like they could win a high scoring game, a low scoring game, a quarterback led game, a defensive led game. So I am impressed with Philly. Absolutely.
You said that you had the over in the Detroit-Seattle game. So does that mean you enjoyed watching it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I don't want all of NFL games to be like this, but I want one or two games a Sunday to be like this. Where, like, if you have Red Zone on, as you like, because you're watching the Steelers game and I'm watching the Bears game as, like, our main game.
Yeah.
Because of our day jobs. But then, like, your second screen is Red Zone. I like when Hanson.
See, I can't do that. I end up getting too distracted and I miss. I just end up wanting to watch Red Zone the entire time. And then I don't focus on the game that I need to watch. Like, I had to basically change my whole watching because of the ADD situation.
Oh, no, that's
you don't have that problem at all. If I have, like, six games going at once, I feel like I lose track of what's happening. I don't retain all six. I get nothing.
Nick Costos says it this way, so I'll steal his line. I feel like I plug into the Matrix at noon on Sunday. Like, it's like my peak performance is Bears game, Red Zone, Twitter. And I am just like, my eyes are just going a million miles a minute.
And do you get the space to do that? Like, Stephanie takes the kids and you're like in your little bunkered area and you're like off the grid by yourself from 11 a.m.
Today was a little complicated.
Okay.
But 9 times out of 10, especially during a Bears game, for sure, yes, it is basically uninterrupted. This is how daddy pays the bills type of time. But I like when there's a game where on Red Zone, they're like, we got to go back. like at the start of the day, no one cared at all about that game. But by the third quarter, everyone's like, holy shit, Hanson's going back to Seattle, Detroit. Like, I like that there's a Big 12 style NFL game once or twice a week. And the Lions, we'll see how it goes next week against New England, because New England's an under team and Detroit's an over team. So we'll see, like, styles making fights, if that'll be high scoring. But yeah, I love that. I want, especially with bad teams, because, like, I want a reason to care about those teams. And so, yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I think the same thing in terms or as far as like if that were the Rams and Chiefs like a few years ago, it gets dubbed like game of the century. But because we just assume these two teams suck, it's like, oh, it was bad defense and like no one gets credit. Do you know what I mean?
It's entertaining. And,
right.
And Amon-Ra Brown was out, right? And DeAndre Swift.
Well, that's actually the one football point that actually I think you can take moving forward that would be concerning for the Lions is like you scored enough points to win with your stars out and you gave up a 50 burger to fucking Geno Smith and Rashad Penny. I mean, that's not like this whole Dan Campbell, we're going to be tough to play against. We're going to make you earn everything. Where did that go today with a backup quarterback in your building?
Did you see this stat on Geno Smith? Because I've been thinking about him since he said, you know, that awesome line, they wrote me off, but I didn't write back. The Seahawks put this out. He has a 77.3% completion percentage. He's 102 of 132 pass attempts through his first four games this season. That's the highest completion percentage with a minimum of 125 attempts by a quarterback in his first four games of a season in NFL history. Geno Smith.
I know, dude.
Is completing 77% of his passes in the NFL.
Well, that's why I would take that stat and go to like the league office and say, we need to stop putting in so many rules that favor offensive play. Because look at this. How is this guy doing that? But then again, you flip it and it's like Brady hasn't done shit yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's been an under year. This is right. Not, this is like, it's like Aaron Judge hitting home runs in a dead ball period. Like, it's more impressive because the rest of the league is struggling offensively. Geno Smith is carving up the NFL, dude. He's carving up the league. Like, what, we have to give him credit at some point. He's carving up the league. He's better than Russell Wilson. It's insane.
You don't actually believe that.
I don't, but through four games, you have to believe it. Would Russ in Seattle be doing what Geno is doing in
Seattle? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then why isn't he better?
Because we just assume that a journeyman quarterback can't have the light bulb go on after he failed spectacularly in New York. That's
okay.
Why.
But we also agree that if Geno or if Russ was in the same spot that Geno's in, he wouldn't be doing what Geno's in. That kind of means that he's better.
Yeah.
I don't know. At some point, it's going to become a huge national story, even though they're not going to win anything. But like, Geno Smith is balling this year. Did you watch all of Saints Vikings? Like, did you start your day in London? And should we be allowed to bet these games? Because that game was weird from the beginning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, where did you get the game? Because I got it at 3.5. So I found a winner with the Saints today, but I don't think a lot of people had the same luck. There was a lot of line movement change there because of the Saints injuries with Kamara and Thomas both being inactive.
Yeah, and so some of the contests locked it, you know, 2.5, and then you could get 4.5.
Yeah,
this morning. So
to answer your question, I knew I wanted to watch the Bucks Chiefs game. I knew that I wanted to watch 3 hours of Sunday Night Football, so I did not lock in from 9:30 Eastern time today. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like it. I watched it. I watched the second half. I watched the end of the game, but it was not one where I felt like I needed to be there from the very first second. I mean, look, for Minnesota,
these teams stink, dude.
The Vikings are going to tease because you watch Justin Jefferson have a game like he did today. And it gives you hope that they can, you know, win 10 games and maybe do something in the playoffs. But
O'Connell might not know what he's doing, though.
I'm also like saying this through like I'm stuttering my way through this because I don't know what to fucking say about Minnesota. They're honestly the team that I have like the most devil on one shoulder and angel on the other shoulder in the entire NFL by far. Because some I'll watch them one week and I'll think, you know what? The watered down NFC, they could win three or four games in a row against those teams in January. But then I watch Kirk Cousins throw one interception today and I'm like, what's wrong with me? I don't know anything. Like, I can't.
I think they're going to kick the shit out of the Bears next week. I think that they are just going to destroy the Bears.
Well, that would put them at 3-0 in the division, right?
Yeah.
In division games.
Yeah.
And they're 3-1 right now.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, O'Connell doesn't seem to know what he's doing game management wise. Kirk Cousins will always Kirk Cousins all over himself. Olave looks great.
Yeah, but like, you said it though. The bar to clear in the NFC isn't very high.
It's not. It's not, but the game was just, it was drunk and dumb and like, and we get another one next week.
Do you have any interest in going over there? Like does England and doing like the fish and chips and the double decker bus and like going to,
I've been to London three times.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Of course it is. What do you mean? Who isn't interested in going to Europe?
Well, I'm saying there's other places in Europe. Would you put London near the top of your list of places to go? Or cities to see?
No. Like, I enjoyed Italy more. I enjoyed Spain more. But you love history, dude. Have you never been to London?
No.
Oh, my God. Pony. Go to London. Like, do a Europe trip. Fly into London. Do 2 days. You've got to go to Churchill's Bunkers. It's the second coolest museum I've ever been to.
And I don't need to like take drugs to fly anymore. I've conquered that phobia.
Good for you. Yeah. Yeah. Top five least favorite flight of my life was flying with you to Vegas.
Okay. How about the Titans and Colts? The zombie Titans team that we kill or write off or bury 6 feet under every week goes to Indy. Plays another same thing as last week. They play one great half of football, and then they just try to ride that out until the end. And it worked again. And Henry looked good, went over 100 yards. And their record in division games is insane since like the start of 2020. They don't lose to AFC South teams.
Yeah, well, that helps, I suppose, because the AFC South sucks. And
they're 11-2 against them in the last 3 years.
Well, we've been saying it for weeks, like I think literally since week one. If you want to bet a team to win the South that isn't the Colts, do it now. And it finally happened. It took all of 4 weeks. The Colts are now the third favorite in the AFC South. They stink. They should be ashamed of themselves.
But Reich's teams always get off to rotten starts, man. Even when Luck was there.
But like, explain what's happening here. Like, I know they were injured, right? Like, we could go through it. The first week against Houston, they had 500 yards of offense and somehow tied the Texans. And today's the first game that Leonard plays.
And gets hurt and leaves.
Right. Pittman had been hurt, but now he's back. Dude, Matt Ryan, I know you keep saying we got to give him more time. He is a statue.
8 fumbles already.
He doesn't move. Like, but that offensive line is supposed to protect him.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about the line.
Be great. Like, what is going on?
I'm more concerned that, like, even Taylor's numbers are pathetic. But I know, like, he's, if you look up rushing yards, you still see his name on the first, you know, page or the top 10.
Yeah.
But there's, like, no dynamic plays from him.
It's quantity. It's quantity. I don't know. I can't bet the Titans. I think people are giving it to the Jags too early, but the Colts suck. So can we just give away the AFC South automatic berth? Is that
no? I'm also not. And I'm even though I started the year on Jacksonville, I would now bet the Colts probably to win the division. I would actually do that.
Buy low on Indy.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you're betting on a corpse of a quarterback. He is a mummy. He doesn't move.
He looked like one last year and won seven games in Atlanta, and he should have better players around him now.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's a year older and he's more mummified. I don't know.
They're on the hook for him next year with a cap hit of around like $40 million. So good luck moving that one.
Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.